Amen. Amen. Good morning. Welcome you all to the worship service at St. Matthew's this morning. My name is Jinu Chan. I'm the pastor, lead pastor at St. Matthew's. Welcome you all. Would you turn to your neighbor and tell them, I'm so grateful you are here with me. So at your home, you tell people around you, I'm so grateful you are with me today. Yeah, I'm so grateful that you are here with me. You are here with me. Let us praise the Lord. God embraces us as we are. So God calls us, come as you are. At the same time, God has the power to transform us. Yes, I am able and willing to transform you, to make you more like Jesus. So here's the good news. Here's the good news. And we'll descend to serve the world, to let God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That's God's plan. So let us focus on God and refocus on God during this worship hour, and we may experience something beautiful God has already prepared for us. Amen? Amen. Let us worship God with our heart and mind as well.
Loving Father, Mother, you created us in your image and made us sisters and brothers in Christ. And yet we do not all stand equal. As we begin to emerge from the dark times of the past year, once again we are reminded of our privilege. Good medical care, access to vaccines, kind friends, and many strangers who helped us through the tangle of websites in order to make appointments and drove us to those appointments if we needed it. In their many ways, they acted as good Samaritans to us in this time of anxiety and uncertainty. As our lives return to a more familiar pattern, help us remember those in our community, our nation, and in our world who are still deeply affected by this virus and all the dislocations it has caused. Help us to be good Samaritans to help them in whatever way we are able. In the name of our brother, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Please arise in spirit and go war in body, and let us sing the song, Be Still, My Soul. Be still, my soul. Be still, my soul. Your God will undertake to guide the future as in ages past, your hope, your confidence. Nothing shake, all now new fears shall be bright at last. Be still, my soul, you and him know. The name is Guru, page 534. 534. Let us pray for Lord.
And just as a reminder, you're now able to sing. If you please wear a mask if you sing, because it is a bit more risky than speaking. Also, you may notice Jenny and I are not wearing masks as I say that, and that's because we are measured at least 17 feet away from the nearest person, which is considered a safer distance. So if you're sitting in the congregation and you're singing, please wear a mask while doing so. Otherwise, most importantly, lift your heart as we sing together.
Thank you. Good morning, everybody. It's so good to see all of you here in person, as well as all of you there online as well. It is so good to see you all.
I'm imagining I'm seeing you all, but you can see me. You know what I mean.
I wanted to show you all something. I've got this little bitty tomato plant here, if you can see it. I don't know. It might be a little hard to see in the camera. But this is a tomato seedling. And those of you who are gardeners know all about this. But those of you that know a little bit about gardening know that you plant a seed, right? And the seed can be really, really small. And there's all this potential there in this seed. And then it grows into a little seedling, as you can see. And then it grows even more. It grows into a tomato plant. And then it begins to produce fruit. It begins to produce tomatoes, which have more seeds, and then it spreads. The seeds can plant, go back into the ground and create more plants. You all know how this works. But it's a pretty amazing thing when you think about it. And I was thinking about this because we're learning how to garden in our house, as some of you know. And so I thought I'd show you a seedling. But I was thinking about this as we were looking at the passage for this morning. It's in Mark chapter 4. And it's when Jesus says, or he's talking about the kingdom of God. And he says, what can we compare it with? It's like a mustard seed, which is a really small seed, which, when sown upon the ground, is the smallest of all the seeds on the earth. Yet when it is sown, it grows up and becomes the greatest of all the shrubs, and puts forth large branches so that the birds of the air can make nests in the shade. So this idea of things that can start really, really small and get really, really big. So I wanted to try and play a quick game with everybody, very quick. Get out something to make notes with. It can be a pen or paper or a type, just something to take notes with. And as a family, try to come up with as many things as you can in 30 seconds of things that start small and get big. It can be anything at all, but things that start small and get big. And just try to come up with as many things as you can. And those of you at home can do this too, and those in the sanctuary. James is going to play us some game music as we do this. 30 seconds, 3, 2, 1, go. People, very good, right? People start small, grow big, and spread. Anybody else? Ripples. I like that. Ripples starts, a rock that falls into the water. The ripple spreads out. Very good. I didn't even think of that one. Gossip, that's right. Things that are not so good can grow too, right? So I was thinking of like rain clouds start pretty small, right? And then they grow and grow. What else? Well, again, sometimes some not so nice things do this too. So pandemics, it's terrible, but it is also kind of amazing that all of this started with, you know, one person or one place. It's kind of amazing how this works. Things that start small that can get bigger. What else? The idea that you can make somebody feel small, or smaller than they actually are, or put somebody down. You know that when you do that, somebody might feel bad. And when they feel bad, they might be tempted to do that to somebody else too, right? So love can spread when you share love with others, and that makes them feel more loving and feel more connected and whole, and that can spread. But not so nice things can spread too. So what does it mean when Jesus says that the kingdom of God is like this? That it starts small and then it gets bigger and bigger and bigger and then it can spread. Well, the kingdom of God, those of you that have done the virtual Sunday school, some of you may have heard me say that when we say the kingdom of God, it's not about castles. It's not about knights in shining armor or anything like that. We might use the word the reign of God, or sometimes the kingdom of God, to talk about the family of God. And when we talk about these things, a way to talk about it is God's big dream for the world, right? And that can seem like a big, big, big thing, right? So how is that like a seed, a small seed? Well, that's because it starts with you and with me. It starts with the compassion that we can share with each other. It starts with the justice that we seek in the world, with the letters that we write during Advocacy Week and all kinds of things. It starts with the way that we show the love of God to each other. You know, the world has a lot of broken pieces, and it can seem sometimes like it's so broken that it can't be fixed, and the problems in the world can just feel overwhelming. And that's normal to feel that way, by the way. We're all going to feel that way sometimes. But God, Jesus is telling us in this parable to focus, or to at least start from you, with you. Start with the small. Start with what's in front of you. The people that are in your life, right? The way that we treat each other and the way we treat ourselves. And let that spread. Let that grow. Don't be afraid to try new things, to be bold in your love and in your selflessness and your compassion. And don't be afraid to see where that goes. Don't be afraid to grab a brother or a sister in faith, or maybe not in faith, but try to do something that's going to change the world and make it a better place together. We can all start by making a choice on a day-to-day basis and choose compassion. Choose justice. Choose love. And that's how it spreads. And it grows. And we can start a movement of love that way. And it may not always feel like that, but we can do this. And Jesus tells us. So let's pray for that together, okay? Will you join me in prayer? Dear God, help us to be open to continuing to grow and learn and change so that your love will grow in us. Your compassion will grow in us. Your spirit will shine in us, that we will spread that love throughout the world like a mustard plant spread throughout the land. In your name.
reading from James chapter 4, verses 13 through 17. Now listen, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to this or that city, spend a year there, carry on business, and make money. Why, you do not even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that. As it is, you boast in your arrogant schemes. All such boasting is evil. If anyone then knows the good they ought to do and doesn't do it, it is sin for them. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
In today's scripture reading, James talks about how to face the future. God teaches us how to face the future through this passage. And we learned the first lesson last Sunday. What was it? When you plan, include God in your plan. Proverbs chapter 16, verses 1 through 3, we may make our plans, but God has the last word. You may think everything you do is right, but the Lord judges your motives. Commit your actions to the Lord, and your plans will succeed. Yes, God wants us to include God in all our plans. God wants us to have consultations with God first in making plans. And St. Matthew is planning a ministry event with the music for this summer or fall. And I invite all of you to join us in this spiritual discipline, to have consultations with God first. First, make time daily. Make time daily for prayers, particularly for this ministry. I pray when I have time. Please stop giving leftovers to God. God doesn't deserve our leftovers. Let them make time to acknowledge God. So first, make time daily. And second, ask questions. Ask God any questions you may have about this ministry. Simply, these questions could be what you ask other people and leaders. And I give you examples in a weekly news. So you, if you haven't had a chance to read the weekly news, please open it. Ask God any questions. Then, what do you want to do after you ask questions? Listen. Listen. At times, I experience at meetings or in counseling sessions, people ask questions, and then it's obvious that they are preparing for another question while I'm giving their answer, to answer their question. Have you experienced that? And I probably have done that. When we ask questions, we want to spend some time in silence and listen. So listen in silence. Can you practice this? You try to be still and focus on God. Let's take a second. Be silent. You may want to close your eyes. You may want to close your eyes. And hear what God wants me to hear this morning. Okay. You don't have to raise your hand, but how many of you experienced while you were in silence, you thought, but you couldn't stop thinking about something else? I told you, you didn't have to raise your hand. Probably, if you haven't practiced this for a long time, you know, you, yes, be still and know that I'm your God. So yes, I want to be still and be silent and I want to listen, but probably you cannot stop thinking about something. One thought after another. Keep thinking about something. Okay, this afternoon, you know, I'll go to the market basket and I need to buy this and that. Home Depot stuff. I have an appointment tomorrow. Keep thinking. We call it contemplative prayer. Being silent and try to listen. And I practiced it for years, and in the beginning, it was so hard. As I said, one thought after another. Until I met this pastor. And this pastor from Washington, D.C., we had a workshop. And I was at the time serving in Maine. And he told us, okay, after I came to Maine and I found a lot of boats around, a lot of waters and boats around here, then I would like to invite you to use your imagination. So use this image. So when you are trying to be still and silent and try to listen to God, but you cannot stop thinking about something one after another, then you invite a boat. So use your imagination. So one thought came up. You invite a boat and you load your thought into this boat and say goodbye. In 2 seconds, you may have come up with another thought. Then you call another boat and you load your thought into the boat and say goodbye. Maybe into 3 seconds, another thought, another boat. Load it, say goodbye. I don't know how many boats I call for that 5 minutes. A lot. A lot. But interestingly, it takes practices. Like in this physical workout, it takes practices. As I'm practicing it over and over and over, I noticed that the number of boats has been getting, you know, smaller and smaller. So I invite you to practice it. As you ask God these questions with that desire that I want, have a consultation with you, Lord, first. Then you decide, you make this time and be silent. If one thought, one boat. Another thought, another boat. Another thought, another boat. Let's practice. Does this sound doable? Yes? Yeah. Let's try it. If you need my help, give me a call. Send me an email. I'll practice it with you. In the beginning, probably you need this training coach when you go to YMCA or somewhere to work out. I can be your spiritual discipline coach. Let me know. I'm willing to make time and help you with that. So let's practice it. Let's practice it. And another way to listen to God is the Bible. Let God talk to you through the Word of God. Let's practice it. Ask God questions and listen. And listen. Don't get disappointed even if you hear nothing. That happens. Don't get disappointed even if you can get distracted very easily. You cannot get that super muscle after one day workout. Do you hear me? Do you agree? Yeah. Let's practice it. So it's a spiritual discipline. And if you feel inspired while practicing this spiritual discipline, then share it through the Google Doc, inspiration note on Google Doc, which you find in the weekly news. If you don't get any inspiration this time, that's fine too. Maybe it's not God's time for us yet. So we as a community, not only individually, but as a community, we want to practice the spiritual discipline and experience how to include God in our plan-making process. In face of the future, first, God wants us to include God in all our plans. And second, God wants us to remember that life is on this earth is brief. So God wants us to live the life one day at a time. Verse 14 and 16, you don't even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a while and then vanishes. As it is, you boast and brag. All such boasting is evil. You are a mist that appears for a little while, and then vanishes. Basically, it says our life is like a fog. It appears in the morning, and then disappears by noon. Who knows how long we are going to live on this earth? Is there anyone who knows? Now, you can raise your hand. Is there anyone who knows how long you're going to live? No, none of us knows. How does the Bible describe our life on this earth? It uses the words like a leaf, grass, a shadow, cloud, puff of smoke. None of us knows how long each of us is going to live on this earth. So God wants us to remember life is brief. Life is brief. Then what God wants us to do with that? Matthew chapter 6, verse 34 in Living Bible Version. So don't be anxious about tomorrow. God will take care of your tomorrow too. Live one day at a time. Live one day at a time. That's how God wants us to face the future. The future could be overwhelming, but fortunately, it comes in bite-sized pieces. Right? Bite-sized pieces, 24-hour segment at a time. Is there anyone who has a 48-hour day? No. 24-hour. Bite-sized pieces. Plan for the future, but you can only live now. I cannot live the future. I can only live today. Plan for the future, but live the present to the fullest. Somebody said, today is the good old days you are going to talk about in some years. Do you agree? I often hear people say, yeah, in the old good days. Old good days. Today will be all the good days you will talk about in 15 years. In his book, The Perfect Present, Spencer Johnson says, quote unquote, the perfect present is literally the perfect present. Did you hear me? The perfect present is literally the perfect present, the present time, that's all I have. That's all I have to give to this world. Not next hour or next month, but right now. That's the gift that God has given to me, so I ought to use it. That's all I have. The present. The present. Life is brief, and none of us knows what the future holds. So we want to put our trust in God. I don't know what the future holds, but I know who holds the future. One of the songs, the verses, the lyrics goes like this. Many things about tomorrow, I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand. In faith in the future, first God wants us to include God in all our plans. We may make our plans, but God has the last word. And second, God wants us to live life one day at a time. All of the light mist that appears for a little while, then vanishes. You don't even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while, then vanishes. So we want to live life one day at a time. Yesterday is a history. Tomorrow is a mystery because we don't know what's going to happen. But today is God's gift. So the present is perfect presence. Let me repeat it again. Yesterday is what? History. Tomorrow is what? Mystery. But today is the present God gives us. So we call it the present. Today is the day God wants us to live to the fullest. While we are planning something in the future, but we do all our best to fully enjoy today, the present, to make it perfect present, give it back to God at the end of the day. My beloved siblings in Christ, What are you going to do today to make your day to the fullest? To please God. After. This is the day that the Lord has made. And let us rejoice and be glad in it. Amen? Amen. God bless you all. Please arise in spirit and or in body, and let us sing this hymn. Today is the day that the Lord has made. Today is the day that the Lord has made. This is in our hymnal, UN hymnal, the Navy Blue Group, page 657. 657. Excuse me, give me a second. The Lord be with you. Yesterday, I went to a Carter Memorial United Methodist Church in Needham to celebrate my mentor's retirement. His name is Reverend Gary Shaw. I have known him for the last 25 years since I came to the States. And he has been my mentor. We began our relationship as an official mentorship program. And after all these years, now I call him Big Brother. I want to call him, you know, Dad, but he refused it, so call me Brother. He is one of the few people who has taught me the meaning of being together, the meaning of presence. And not only he taught me with the word, but he showed me throughout the whole time for the last 25 years. Do you think that your pastor has been always a good boy all the time? You may hope so, but no. Sometimes I was a bad boy. Sometimes I was a good boy. But Gary Shaw, he has been with me all the time. It didn't matter when I was a good boy, he was with me. When I was a bad boy, he was with me. Then good boy again, he was with me. All the time. He is the one who taught me and showed me the meaning of Emmanuel, God be with us. He never gave up on me. He always has walked with me throughout the whole time. Now he is retiring and he is moving to Virginia. Please keep me in your prayers. My heart is troubled. I'm going to miss my big bro so much. I know we'll be connected, stay connected, but it gives me different feeling that he will be away, physically away to Virginia. And yesterday, when I was there, he gave this stall to me. Of course, I got emotional and started crying. I became a crying baby at the moment. I feel him. I feel his tears. He shed for his people. Through all his ministry years, what God has done through him, I feel. Probably we call it legacy, right? So he leaves this legacy with me. And let me ask you, do you think I'll do my best to follow his legacy, live out his legacy? Or, you know, regard your life? Do you think I'll follow this legacy seriously? Yes, right. I will. I will do all my best to live out this legacy he is leaving with me. I know he loves me, and I do love him. That's good enough reason that I do all my best to live out the legacy he lives with me. How about the love Jesus Christ gives us? How about the legacy Jesus Christ left with us? While he was with us on this earth, he is the perfect one who lived out God's will and showed us the life God wants us to live. And Jesus left a legacy with us. And you know, I know, Jesus Christ loves us no matter what. When you are a good boy or good girl or bad boy, bad girl, doesn't matter. Jesus Christ always walks with you and be with you. And he wants you to live out the legacy he left with you. And would you be serious to follow his way and live out the legacy he left with you? Yes? Yes. As we gather together around this table, this is time that we affirm that how much we are loved by him. How much he loves us. Jesus Christ showed us, clearly showed us, he loved so much, so he died on the cross to forgive all our sins, to heal our brokenness. That's how much he loves us. He loves us till death. He's the one who laid down even his life because he loves us. As we gather together around this table, let us remember that. At the same time, with the love, he wants us to share it with others. So love God and love your neighbor as yourself. So we are not just doing this monthly, you know, routine. This is time that we remember what God has done through Jesus Christ on the cross. And this is time that we remember what God wants us to, with that love, share. Let us pray. As Jesus did, we lift up this cup and we give thanks. We lift up this bread and we give thanks, Lord. And we remember Jesus Christ loves us, so He laid down His life to forgive our sins. We remember when the people thought the death was the end, but You raised Him from the dead and showed us nothing, even death, can separate us from Your steadfast love. As we share this cup and bread this morning, Lord, we remember the good news and we decide to get closer to You, Lord. Bless every single one of us here and our siblings online. As we share this meal together, this physical distance doesn't matter. You bless all these elements of the Holy Communion as we take them in. And Lord, You bless us. So let us experience Your grace in the mystery way. We praise Your name and we give You thanks. In the name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. Jesus Christ took the bread and broke the bread and gave His disciples that, "This is My body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of Me." Then He took the cup, gave thanks to God, and said, "This is My blood, which is given for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. And do this in remembrance of Me." So we remember what He did as we gather together around this table. And today, I'm going to invite you to come forward, not just up here, but the forward on the floor, and receive this Holy Communion. And I'll be holding this cup and bread, and then you take one by one. If you feel more comfortable to receive the Holy Communion at your seat, then please let me know, then I'll do so. But we want to respect each other's space, so pay attention to others, and I invite you to come one by one and share this Holy Communion together. As you come, you can receive the bread first, and then cup, and then you drink and eat it, and then you leave the cup at the tray, the seal is the holy. As God's children who experience God's grace through the good news and also through the Holy Communion, let us respond to God's grace together. Please join me in response to God's grace. God wants our love more than God wants our offerings. God cares about our heart, not the amount of our offerings. As we count all the blessings God has already given us, we cheerfully give our offerings to God, the provider with a grateful heart. Amen. Yes, offering time is time to count all the blessings God has already given to us. And maybe it's another new spiritual discipline you may want to practice. I've been writing a thank you note, you know, every day. At the end of the day, I have this thank you note, and I write down, I'm grateful to you, Lord, for this, for that. Lord, I'm grateful to you for this and for that. So every day, at the end of the day, when you go to God, you remember and you count God's blessings for you for the day. And also, you may want to write down something you want to thank to others as well. And not just only writing. When you write it down, you express it to others. You may make a phone call. Hey, Mom. Thank you for this. Thank you for that. Hey, my friend. Hey, Carolyn. Thank you for this. Thank you for that. Or you make send a card. Thank you for your people. So express gratitude to God and others. And you may grow in your faith as well. So you may want to practice that. So whenever we have this offering time, it's time to count God's blessings. God has already given. Now it's time to pray together. You know, for you who are in this room, if you have prayer requests, you can use this paper and pen and basket back there. You can ask the usher.
Can you hear me better? Okay, sorry. Okay, it's time to pray together. And the people, you in this room, you know, if you have prayer requests, please use the paper and pen in the basket back there. You can ask the usher to give you one. And then write it down and then pass it to me. Then I'll share the prayer request with all together. And when you write it down, please write it clearly. If possible, please avoid the cursive, because it's so challenging for me to read the very fancy cursive writings. And also, we put the prayer request on the chat. So I'm sure we have some prayer requests here. You know, see, if it's your first time to worship with us today, I share this prayer request from the YouTube chat. And at the end of each of the prayers, I say, this is my prayer. And you may say, this is our prayer. First, I give thanks for all the abundant ministries God has done through my friend and my brother, Reverend Gary Shaw, and I pray for him for this new chapter with his retirement. This is my prayer. Andrea Bonar, I offer up a prayer for a friend and relative of mine who is having heart issues. She has the same condition from which both her mother and brother passed away at younger ages than she is currently. This is my prayer.
This is our prayer.
Christy Heron, Andrea, prayers for your friend and hope for comfort for her and you. This is my prayer. Golden Witten, best wishes to Don and Sylvia, who celebrate their anniversary this week. Don and Sylvia, if you are worshiping with us, happy anniversary. This is my prayer. Donna Collip, best wishes to Jane and Tom, who are also celebrating their anniversary. Tom and Jane, happy anniversary. This is my prayer. Jerome Jones, blessings to everyone on this glorious God-filled morning. This is my prayer.
Our prayer.
Marie McChack, prayers of comfort, strength, and hope for my cousins, the Green family, after the loss of both parents over the last 2 months. This is my prayer.
This is our prayer.
Josh Loon Whittler, prayers for our family friend whose dad finally passed away this past week from cancer. This is my prayer.
Our prayer.
And please continue to pray for our brother John Bigelow and also our brother Rob and his wife Jane. John Bigelow has been making progress, and now he is, the doctor found what causes, you know, his stroke, so now he's dealing with it. But it takes a lot of prayers and discernment, so please continue to hold him up with your prayers. And also, thank you, and also continue to pray for Rob and Jane. Rob and Jane, they are adopting a new baby dog, you know, this week or next week. So it's going to be another transition for them, but I'm sure that will bring a lot of joy to the family, you know, through her, you know, it's a she. So please keep Rob and Jane in your prayers. Susan Evans, prayer request for my friend Nancy, who just had a surgery to implant her recharge the battery to monitor her Parkinson's disease. And also pray request for rain for our West Coast brothers and sisters and plants and animals from Susan Evans. This is my prayer. Dot Worst, prayers for Johanna, who is undergoing chemo and radiation for stage 4 cancer. This is my prayer.
This is our prayer.
Let us take a moment of silence and pray for this request together. We believe in the power of prayer. Let us pray together. Let us pray the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Let us share the final peace together. The peace of Christ be with you all. Peace of Christ be with you all. It's so great to have you all here and online. It's a beautiful day. May God's love shine upon you, and you may feel it throughout the whole day today. Thank you very much all to worship with us this morning, and also thank you all, the worship servants, for your commitment and your ministries and your talents. We really appreciate it. Thank you so much. If this is your first time, if you want to learn more about the St. Matthews, community at St. Matthews, and please send me an email. You know, it's been great joy to get connected with a fairly newer, you know, members of this family of faith and share the journey together. So please send me an email. My email is on the YouTube description section and also on the church website, pastor@saint-matthews.org. And after this service, if you're online, we have a virtual coffee hour together. And you find the link on the YouTube description and also church website. Please join us. And from next Sunday, June 20th, we go to go with a summer worship time, which is 9:30 instead of 10:30. From when? From next Sunday. And what time? 9:30. Great. Just checking. So from next Sunday, which is June 20th, we're going to have worship together at 9:30 in the morning. So please join us and worship God together. Do I look good with this crystal? I'm good? I want to be like Gary. As I'm wearing this skull, I dream, when I get to the point to retire, I hope somebody may say, I would like to take a Reverend Chinu's legacy. I dream I may live the life that Gary has shown me, which is imitation of Jesus Christ. My beloved siblings in Jesus Christ, now go in peace and with assurance that Jesus Christ is with you. Emmanuel, God be with us. Follow His path, do all your best, imitate Him, and you may find beautiful ways that you can live today and every day to the fullest for God's glory. Go in peace. Amen. Let us arise in spirit and door in body. Let us bless each other through this blessed song together.
Walking out music.